Good, Dean. I would suggest a frustrating night for you this evening on the touchline.
Yeah, as you said, frustrating. Obviously, we lost a football match. We want to try and win it. I think probably the performance summed up the atmosphere. It's, look, there's not many people in the ground, and we said to the lads before the game, there's going to be no atmosphere. We have to go and create it, and we didn't really create any urgency. There was no tempo to our play, especially in the first half.
Yeah, first half as well, giving the ball away inside your own half became an increasing problem.
Yeah, we had a look at changing something. It's we're Saturday, Tuesday now for the next few weeks, and so we just had a little tinker with the formation, have a look at something different, and not, I won't say to an extent, we used it as a training session. We just wanted to have a look at a different formation, and we knew there could be opportunities we could try and play through them, and as I said, you've got to be a player with an element of risk and put the ball at risk, and we were trying to play through him. When it did come off, we did cut through him a few times, but as I said, he kind of got intercepted a lot too many times.
Substitutions did liven things up in the second half, and actually their second goal probably came against the run of play at that point.
Yeah. Look, as I said, we had it earmarked on what we're going to do and get players' minutes, and it was the case of getting a few players who've been on the fringe of things the last few weeks of getting their minutes up there. As I said, the game's come thick and fast now over the next few weeks, over the Christmas period, so we had to, as you said, in air players, they can come from anywhere. They might be thinking they're in the cold at the one moment and they could find themselves in starting 11. As I said, the game's coming thick and fast now.
Kieran Morris's goal, though, gave a far more life in the game. There was a chance, you know, in the last 15 minutes that you might have forced the penalties.
Yeah, look, as you said, Kieran's got a bit of a deflection like their second one, and he's gone in, and we had a couple of opportunities to get the ball in the box, got the balls in the box, and on another day just in full for us on either side, and said one or two waste opportunities with crosses as well.
If one thing did lift the crowd, it was the appearance of Joe Edwards as a substitute, because that's been a long recuperation for him, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's been a long time for him, and he's ahead of schedule, but he's just a case of him keep picking up minutes. As I said, he's got himself 20 in tonight, and he's been training full at full tilt the last few weeks, so he's just keep progressing him.
In terms of the system with the three at the back, would it be filed under needs more work, having seen
it today? Yeah, look, as I said, it's with the game being in the middle of the week, we've had a bit of a bug going through the football club, so there's one or two that's not been in all week, and at the end of last week, so it's kind of killed you to an extent on what we can do on the training ground. So it's more of a case of speaking about it and showing them on tactics boards, etc. As I said, it's because it's Saturday, Tuesday now, it's something that we can revisit again over time, and it's something we can use. We've got enough centre halves in the club, and it gives extra few midfield players in the middle of the field.